Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
It should display holiness. Holiness. I was watching a TV show with my wife last night, and she told me she hates watching TV with me. I said, well, I hate watching TV, period. It was such stuff up there. And she said, it's just a TV show. Have some fun. No. Whenever it attacks the Word of God, I will reject it. This is how Satan gets us. When we let things into our mind and we don't cast them out, Satan is planting seeds of doubt. And guess what happens with seeds? They grow. And then you'll be finding out you're agreeing with things that are wrong. You'll find yourself laughing at God even before you know it. The Bible says, casting down all imaginations and anything that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. That's tough work. But it happens when we seek in His righteousness. The closer you get to God, the less you don't want to be around evil. Oh, I say, I'm a fuddy-duddy. Yes, I'm a fuddy-duddy. I have no time for sin. Because if you make time for sin, it will wrap you up and take you into a place you don't want to go. So you must seek personal purity. Now, the next thing is, we must see the promised prosperity. As we're seeking God, He has promised us prosperity. Now, I'm not no prosperity gospel here. Listen to me here. I want you to look at Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to look at a couple of verses here where God, Jesus, has promised us things that we don't have to worry about. The first one is verse 19. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. We're told that people worry about finances, money. But what did He say? Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. He says, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Where is your treasure? For wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Where are you laying up your treasures? So He told us, do not worry about finances. But so many homes are broken up, so many marriages are broken up because they're fighting over finances. And Jesus told us not to lay these things up on earth. Now, verse 25. He told us not to worry about food. Verse 25, it says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body than raiment? He is simply saying here that He will provide for you. He will provide your food. There's a scripture that says, I've been old, I've been young, and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He will provide. The next thing, these are the prosperities I'm talking about. See, I ain't talking about all this other stuff. He says, don't worry about fitness. Verse 27. He said, which of you
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.